You are welcome, masters. Welcome all. I am glad to see thee well. Welcome, good friends. Oh, old friend, why thy face is valent since I saw thee last. Come as though to beard me in Denmark? Okay, that is enough. I wanted to hint very subtly that we're going to talk about Shakespeare with Jessica Boone from the Prague Shakespeare Company. This is the last of a trilogy of interviews with Jessica Boone, and if you want to listen to the last two interviews from the last 2 days, you can on the iRadio archives. But now let's talk about the Bard. I'm here with Jessica Boone from the Prague Shakespeare Company, who is the company manager and the co-CEO. So, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So, what can people come and visit before Christmas? Because now people maybe have a bit of time to dedicate themselves to culture. So, what's on?
It will be the Bear Theatre's Christmas Carol. We have a nice relationship with the Bear Educational Theatre. Mm-hmm. They have a production of Christmas Carol that they'll be presenting in our space. Absolutely for kids. That'll be December 11, 12, 23, and 25 at 7 p.m. We also have a Complete Works Abridged. This is, a bunch of silly guys putting on the entire canon in 90 minutes.
Right.
You'll laugh, you'll cry. It's complete buffoonery at its finest. That'll be playing December 21st at 3 p.m. Again, also nice for families and kids. Another thing we have coming up, which is not this winter or this fall, but next spring, we will be doing a new production of Twelfth Night, and we are very excited about it because Her Excellency Jan Thompson, the British ambassador to the Czech Republic, she's been a very big supporter of us for since she's been here and met us, and she will be playing Olivia.
Wow.
Okay. And she said, you know, I'd love to play some Shakespeare, and she said, but I want to audition like everyone else. And her audition was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were shocked. So look forward to dates for the spring of Twelfth Night.
Okay.
Definitely. And to look up any of these dates and times, you can go to progshakespeare.cz, and we've got all of the tickets and information. There.
Do you have a favorite play from Shakespeare, or also a favorite role that you like?
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's such a hard question. For a long time, Cymbeline was one of my favorites. I don't know. I have different favorites depending on where I'm at in my life personally. Mm. I think for any Shakespeare lover, this would sort of be the same. I in the last year, I've been able to play Lady Macbeth, which... I love those words, and I love the text, and I love playing Lady Macbeth. Mm-hmm. I love As You Like It. I love playing Rosalind. She's one of the... Well, Rosalind and Imogen in Cymbeline, actually. What I love about them is they're some of the few female Shakespeare characters that sort of know what they want. They say what they want. Mm-hmm. They fight for what they want in some kind of way, and they don't get killed in the end. This is very rare
right.
with Shakespeare's heroines. They say what they want. They know what they want, and they don't get killed for it in the end. And there's some beautiful poetry and some beautiful interactions happening. So yeah, some of my favorites currently.
And isn't it sometimes stressful to play, for instance, Lady Macbeth, when there's quite a lot of emotions, a lot of intrigue and stuff like that? Isn't it also for a person to always get into that character and live through the character? Isn't it also demanding?
It's extremely demanding. One thing that sort of makes it more demanding on the one hand, but also it can be a nice break, is we are doing a rep system. So in the last month, on one night I've played Lady Macbeth, on another night I've played Vonda in Venus and Fur, which is a very different thing. And then the next night I'll play Cinderella in Into the Woods. So something like Macbeth is very dark and very demanding. But I think if I'm working correctly as a performer, I'm embodying it, but it's also a release.
Okay.
So it's really a release. And then the next night, I get to play Cinderella, and I get to go into a completely different world. So
sure.
there are challenges, but also great rewards in the rep system and in playing some of these really demanding roles.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you would like to visit the Prague Shakespeare Company, you can check out their webpage called www.pragueshakespeare.com. And again, once more, I thank you very much for a lovely interview.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Well, that is all for today, but if you enjoy the show, go and like us on Facebook, where we post backstage photos, links to old episodes, and have fun all around. And if you don't like us, well, I'll take it personally, and I'll sit on a 20-feet-tall pole and think about what I have done wrong. Till next time, bye.